Her daughter came, Pam. So she showed me where she was. You know, that intensive care home looked nothing like it did when I was in there. I'm serious. I felt like I was in another world or something. It don't look nothing like that one I was in there. Same one. Same place. Looks a lot better to go in and out. It doesn't stay in there, though. Philippians chapter number 3. I just want to read this chapter and look at a few verses this morning by the help of the Lord. He's already said more than we can say. Some 21 verses in this chapter. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Hey, we ought to rejoice all the time. Amen. We got something to rejoice about. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you, it's safe. He's warning them now, beware of dogs. Now, they ain't kind of dogs. That's them dogs that both be barking for the Lord and won't bark. Silent. If you got a watchdog and he's sitting on the outside and somebody comes up, Lord, not to be there, or even if they don't know him, if he don't bark, he's not much good, is he? Well, Paul's warning them about those dogs and about evil workers. So you got to watch him. Beware of the Concisius, I guess that's where you pronounce that. Those that had some, even the Old Testament, and that's what these are, that would cut their flesh and do anything else, try to impress God. That don't work. Paul said, we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Now, Paul is fixing to tell you, if anybody had any confidence in the flesh, it was him. Here's what he said. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he have war, he might trust in the flesh, I more. Paul said, I circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. Concerning zeal, he had zeal. He persecuted the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. He had all that other, but he finally ran into the Lord. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. And to count them but dung that I may win Christ and be found in him. Ooh, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by him, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might obtain to the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already obtained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to be apprehended, but the one thing I do forget. Forgetting those things which are behind. Hallelujah. And reaching forth to those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, wherein we have already obtained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same things. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I told you often, and now tell you weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself. But our conversation, or our citizenship, our conversation is where? It's in heaven. Where do you talk to? Who do you talk to? You talk more on the phone? You do to heaven? I thought about that. Most of us do, I'm afraid. But he said, my conversation's in heaven. He said, we're looking for something new. Looking for someone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Paul said, I'm going to pray in a moment. He said simply this. He said, God apprehended me. What's that mean? He rested him. You know what Paul said? What he's saying to us is saying simply this. He rested me, apprehended me for some purpose. Boy, didn't he for Paul. Well, listen. He didn't just come get you and rest you. Hey, when the officer comes to rest somebody, he's usually got something in mind. And when God come rested you, He got something in mind for you. Got something in mind for me. Got a purpose. Not to be a wasteful life, but a useful life. Want to use it for God. Now, he did arrest him. Paul said, I hadn't already attained. But he said, where I have got to, I need to walk in it. Would you pray with me? Father, I want to ask you to bless his scripture this morning. Bless it in a special way. You know every need and every heart. Holy Ghost, I pray that you'd prick our hearts this morning. Speak to us and through us. And Lord, that you'd work in the midst of us and amongst us this morning. Because we know that you got all power. We don't have any, but you do. And we're dependent upon you. We're leaning upon you. We're standing on your word. Spirit of God, breathe upon us, we pray this morning. Oh, blessed Savior. Hallelujah. Walk in our midst and amongst us, we pray. Save that one nearest eternity. And God, I pray that you'd speak to that heart and life here this morning. All of us, you'd let us see the purpose that you arrested us for. And you called us for that heavenly calling for her. In Jesus' sweet name, we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. You know, the Apostle Paul is telling us what he's saying. He's saying, oh, listen. If anybody had anything to glory in, if you could trust in the flesh, he could have trusted in it. And that's what he was doing. He thought he was doing the right thing when he was going down persecuting them Christians. He thought he was doing the right thing when he was standing there that day when they stoned Stephen. He thought he was doing the right thing. Listen, when he was he's a Pharisee. He knew the law. He went all through these things. He thought he was the right thing. But he met Christ on the road to Damascus, and he never was the same no more. Thank God. And so it's not in the flesh. It's not what you can accomplish in the flesh, but it's in the Spirit. It's a work of God that God works in our hearts, in our lives. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm glad one day. Listen, I was running from God. Somebody said they're running from the law. I was running from God. Most of you are too, if you'd be honest. You was running from the Lord, and the Spirit of God got on your trail, and he trailed you down, and he got you to a place, and he convicted you, and he arrested you, and turned you around, glory to God, and made a new creature out of you. And Paul said, I want to tell find something. That that you were apprehended for, I'm telling you, you need to find out what you're apprehended for, and you need to apprehend that. What's he mean by that? He means that you're going to get it all under control and arrest it. Everything, listen, that God wants us to do, he'll give us power to do it. Whether it's to quit, whether it's to do, and to go, or to stay, whatever it is, he'll give us our authority and power to accomplish his purpose in our life. Yes, he will. That's what the Lord will do. He's the one that gives the power. He's the one that's got the power. We don't have it. But Apostle Paul didn't have it. But I tell you, he met him on the road to Damascus and he never was the same no more. Did you know there's as much difference in a believer, there's as much difference in a born-again child of God than one is a child of the devil or this is still in their sin, they've been born again. Is it, or listen, between, you can tell the difference. There's a vast difference when a person been born into the family of God, and God's arrested him, and God's changed him and transformed him like he did the Apostle Paul. It's all the difference in the world. Amen. It's as much difference between as you are a lamb and a lion. There's as much difference as you are between a goat and a sheep. And you can tell the difference because it's a new creature, new creation in Christ, being arrested of the Lord, convicted, converted, changed, transformed. You know what Paul said? He said, I'm not obtained yet. I'm not through. God's not through with me. But he said, I'll tell you one thing, that very thing where he's got me to, I'm going to walk in it. And you know what God's saying to us as we grow? It's two verses you'd take, if you didn't look at them good, you'd think they were contradicting here. Paul said one place, he said we're not perfect. Another place said there are many that are perfect. But you know what he's saying to us? There's grown, the growth, the maturity. He said, well, you've got to the place, and a Christian life is a life of growing. God's work for us is complete, but his work in us is still going on, thank God. That's the difference in it. He finished the work on Calvary for you and for me. There are sins are forgiven. But thank God his work in us is still going on. Paul said it's still going on in him. And I'll tell you, listen, he said he was a chief of sinners, but he said, I'm the least of the saints. But I'm telling you, God mightily used him because, listen, he was one that walked humbly before the Lord, before God. And so God says, I'm leading you. I'm guiding you. I'm taking you to that place for the glory of God. So Paul said, I'm going to do one thing. I'm going to forget what's behind me. You can't live in the past. You got to go on. Paul said, I'm forgetting those things in the past. He said, I'm going to press on to reaching forth those things that are before. You can't live in your past. That's where the devil wants to take you back to. Back to your past. Remember this, remember that. No, I'm not going back to the past. I'm reaching forward. Those things that are before. Hallelujah. You know what do you good? You know how you can live better in this world? Get your mind on heaven sometime. Get your mind on heavenly things. Quit being so earthly minded. Someone said, I'm afraid I get too heavenly minded. Won't be no earthly good. I don't think we'll have to worry about that. Most of us too earthly minded to be any heavenly good. But I'll tell you one thing that would help you in your daily life. If you, listen, will get your mind on things above, as the Apostle Paul said, I'm forgetting those things which are behind, and I'm reaching forth to the things that are before. I press toward the mark, that's what he said. For the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Verse number 14, I press toward the mark. For the prize of the high calling. It's a high calling God's put on us. A heavenly calling. A holy calling. I'm pressing toward that mark. I'm forgetting those things that are behind. Whew. I'm reaching forth. Like a runner in a race. We run a little bit of track. Not much. Didn't have a whole lot of it. Had a little of it. But you know what they tell us? Hey, don't worry about them behind you. Don't you be taking that time to look behind. It's going to get you in trouble. You know what they told us in football? When you're running the ball, don't worry about them behind you. Just run hard as you can. Huh? And we're running for Christ. Amen. You said somebody might slip up behind you. Paul said, I'm forgetting those things behind. I'm pressing toward the mark. I'm going on. I'm going on, with God. I'm not worried about that's behind. I'm looking forward to the day when heavens will be open. I'm looking forward to this last part, this chapter. I've got to get into it in a minute. You know what he said? Our conversation is in heaven. That's why we're pressing on. That's what's set before me. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm hoping for. That's what I'm living for. Our conversation is in heaven. Our citizenship's over here. Do you know that? We're just pilgrims and strangers over here. And so my citizenship's over here. I got some blessings that goes with it. You got some privileges from being American. And if people don't like to be American, they ought to get out of here. Best country still to be living in. Amen. Thank God for it. But our conversation is in heaven. Now, what is a conversation? It's talking, ain't it? You talk to anybody in heaven? You say, we can't talk to nobody up there. I know you can talk to the Lord. Carry on one. Carry on a conversation with the Lord. My conversation is in heaven. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm living for. That's what my hope is. Amen. So Paul says, I'm pressing on. I'm not looking back. I'm not worried about that's behind me. I'm not worried about yesterday. I'm living for today. And my eyes are on the future. Amen. And I'm telling you, if you don't live that way, you know why some people are so discouraged? You know why some people are so miserable? You know why they're so dissatisfied? They don't have no hope. Don't have none beyond this life. This life's full of troubles. It's full of heartaches. It's full of sorrows. Man born to woman's few days and full of trouble. Hey, where I go, people talking about how short life is this week. It's over quick. There's 11 of us living in our family right now. I got 6 sisters still. Thank God for it. And I got 4 brothers. There's 5 of us boys. From, you know what the ages are? 62 to 83. Just a few years, normally speaking, be all gone. That's so. If time lasts. If Jesus tarries. You see, time, life is so short. Days are numbered. Life's over. So you got to live. Not for this life. You can't be so earthly minded because you're going to leave here. I'm going to leave. And when you had to say goodbye, that one dearest to you, it becomes more real than ever before. All these other things don't matter. They don't. You heard me say, I was reading one time, a long time ago, this preacher was preaching revival at this church in the country where they had a lot of farmers. And his evangelist went with the preacher to the pastor, with the pastor of the house to visit this farmer, try to get him to go to church. He told me, he said, well, I really got to stay here and watch out for my cows. He had a bunch of black Angus cows, he told him. Got to look ahead of them. You know what the Vans, they couldn't never talk him into coming, Brother Ram. You know what he told, the Van just told the pastor when he left, said, when he dies, call me and let me know
if they got in them Black Angus cows following that hearse when it taken to the graveyard. You say he was being funny. No, he was just being truthful. Don't let anything. I said, let's don't let anything keep us from serving God, loving Him. Nothing in this life is worth it. It's all going to be over. All going to be gone. You want Carol told us a few days some about some things? She said, I can do what you want to with it. I don't care. Do what you want to with it. I'm fixing to go. She don't need no more. Oh, I wish she said do this or that. Just do what you want to with it. I'm fixing to leave it. And you know what? If Jesus tarries, you'll leave it. I'll leave it. I'm not against playing ball. No. I played it. But you know what? But it's in this hour. You can get a 100,000 go to a ball game. Drive hundreds of miles.
Yes, sir.
Fly a long way.
Yes, sir.
But some of them won't travel a mile. Go to God's house. Well, I got news for you. There's a reckoning day coming. Tell you what God did to me. He saved me. You're probably looking, you ain't ever seen nobody that'd rather run a football or tackle somebody than me. I loved it. That's why I tell them, if you don't like it, stay out of it. But you know what God did to me? When He saved me, He began to wean me off. And we called him to preach. He said, you want to preach? Some more got to go. Something got to go. You know, wouldn't let me. I couldn't go. I couldn't even go to a ball game for years. You said, he's crazy. No. It wasn't me. I'm not knocking you. You know, God, because I do go to some now. The Lord allowed me to. But He was just testing me out. But you know what God did? You know what? You do if you're going to be an athlete in regular athlete sports. You got to train. You got discipline. You got to exercise. You got to run. Well, just say it in one word. You got to get in shape. If you don't live for God, there's some discipline. There's some correction. There's some saying no to some things. You know why I never took up the habit of smoking when we was in school? Never did, thank God. Two reasons. One, the coach said, no smoking. If you want to, I'm serious. And nothing was, if I got caught, my daddy asked brother, I'd have been smoking. He didn't put up with it. He wouldn't have. Yeah, I'm glad. But you know what the coach said? You know what discipline is? Did you know, when I was in the 11th grade in high school, they had the Miss Bonifay contest on a Thursday night before a football game Friday night. You know what our coach told us? Any of you boys down there tomorrow night, I'm going to see, said you won't play Friday night. Said you better be home at 8 o'clock in the bed. Guess where I was? Did I want to go down there? Yeah, I wanted to go. Where was I? I was at home, Brother Raymond, and in the bed at 8 o'clock. Why? Because I had discipline. God gave me that discipline. I had discipline to do my best for what I was doing. Now, if I do that for sports, and people do it all the time. All that work, all that hardship, all that stuff. Why wouldn't I be willing to do a little bit of something for God? Come on now. I'm not trying to be hard this morning. I'm just telling you as honestly like it is. We need some discipline. And we need some training to be able to get in this race that we're running for God. Hey, aren't you willing to say, Lord, you're worth more than worlds. Lord, you're worth more than anything in this world. It's you more worthy of our praise and glory. You're more worthy of our service. You're more worthy of our bodies. The Bible said, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. These bodies are temples of the Holy Ghost. And listen, God's telling us to surrender them to Him. Hallelujah. So the Apostle Paul is saying something to us. You go right through him, he'll tell you what. I run a race. I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. On, on, on. He's telling us. He's been in a race. He's been in a fight. He's kept the faith all the time. He was loving and serving God. Hey, you know what I found out? Ask some of these boys and him in and he'll say, play sports. How do you feel on Saturday morning? You can practice all week, but on Saturday morning you feel you're gonna be sore. Am I telling you the truth? Yeah. I want to forget one Saturday. We went after a football game. We went and wrestled. We had to have a man work some steers, a bunch of cows. And they were pretty good size. We went and wrestled them all morning. But we was working. But we was sore. But I want to tell you something. In God's battle, we don't want no bumps. We don't want no heart. We don't want nobody saying nothing. We don't want no run into nothing. We're afraid. Get in the battle, folks. Get in the fight. Get in the war. Hallelujah. We got one. Glory to God. The battle. The battle. So what did Paul say? He said, hey, he said, all this is something. Look at what he said. Get back over here with scripture now. Philippians 3. I'll find it in a minute. Trying to go to Colossians. Philippians 3. Go with me now. Let's go down to verse 20 and 21 before we close. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our conversation is in heaven. And we're looking for something. Who are we looking for? Looking for Him. Well, if that don't get you motivated, I don't know what will. Looking for Him. Conversation in heaven, which also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to do something when He comes. Hallelujah. But Billy's going to change these old vile bodies. Amen. Amen. He's going to change these old vile bodies and fashion them into his, like into His glorious body. Wherefore He's able to do all things unto Himself. Hallelujah. Folks, Jesus is coming. Now, I want to tell you something. Paul was saying to us, he was looking for the coming of our Lord. Amen. Fashion it like in His glorious body. Hey, what about that glorious body? One that won't ever die. No more pain. And most of us has had some pain. All of us has had a certain amount, probably. Some more than others. But it's coming today. We're going to get a body like unto His glorious body. Hallelujah.
Yeah, like his glorious body, a wonderful body, like unto his glorious body. That's what's going to happen. Jesus is coming. Bible said in 1 John chapter number 2, said, little children, abide in him. When he shall appear, you shall not be ashamed of him at his coming. Amen. Thank God he's coming. He said, when he shall appear, we shall see him as he is. We shall be like him. We're going to be like him. God's going to transform us into likeness of him. Going to have a body like his. A glorious body. Hallelujah. We can't wish those back. Just don't go on to be with him. No way. You know what David said? He had a son that died. And he said, I can't bring him back. But I can go where he is. Amen. I can go where he is. So we got a new body waiting on us. You know what? I was thinking about Easter's done way come and gone, be a while before he gets back. They bought lots of new Easter robe on Easter, don't they? I mean, you know. Well, we get new clothes all along too, but ladies, you like Easter dresses, right? Easter clothes. Well, that's what they call them used to. Well, you know what I'm thinking about when I was reading this. You know what? On resurrection morning, brother. We're going to get a new robe. Hallelujah. When the resurrection morning comes, when the dead in Christ arise first, going to have a new body. Praise the Lord. Going to have a new body. Now, if you're still young, you may not be excited. But get a little older. Ask some of us. Huh? Amen, sister. We ain't got them same body back when we play ball, do we? Nope. We're going to get a new robe. He's going to change this old vile body. This old corruption is going to put on incorruption. This old mortal is going to put on immortality. It's sown in weakness, going to be raised in power. Hallelujah. What a wonderful day coming. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, get excited. Get excited. You got something to get excited about. You know what? Many of those saints done gone over. And if our citizenship's in heaven, our conversation's in heaven, then we have benefits because of it. We have rights because of it. Hallelujah. And I'm going to enjoy them. And I'm reaching forward to them now. And I'm not going to wait till I get there to enjoy it. You can have some of it now. You know why I think some of those saints shouted like they used to? They didn't have nothing. There you go. Didn't have nothing. Way Brother John taught, they still doing that over in Jamaica. It wasn't even nowhere. But they lived in huts, dirt floors. Didn't have anything. But they had God. I'm telling you something. We can rejoice. That's why that chapter started off, rejoice always. Rejoice in the Lord. You aching? Got problems? I've got some. You got some. Different ones got some. Different problems. That's right. He said, we're looking for a Savior. He's coming from heaven. He's going to give me a new body. Hallelujah. One that won't be diseased. One that won't die. One that won't fade away. One that won't be sick. One that'll never die. One that'll go on forever. Thank God. What a day. Hallelujah. You know what? A lot of difference. This is why you need to, if you hear this morning, can I close with this? If you hear this morning
and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, never been saved, born again, I'm telling you, awful weight is waiting on you if you don't repent and get born again. There's a vast difference between darkness and light. There's a vast difference between eternity with God in the blisses of the glories of heaven with a new body than it is to be in darkness forever and ever where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Please, if you don't know Him, come to Him. He's your Savior. What did He say? And what did He say He was looking for? Listen to what He said. Our conversation is in heaven, from which also we look for who? The Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior, who shall change our vile body, may fashion like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself. He's well able to do it. Not only just our bodies, likened to His body, but He's able to do everything, Brother Billy. All things unto Himself. He'll work all of it out. It's all planned and all promised for His glory and for His honor. But for you here, never been apprehended by God, I pray He'll arrest you this morning. And if you haven't been apprehended and arrested, I pray that you'll do everything you can to apprehend that God apprehended you for. What's He saying there? God's got a purpose for you. God's got a plan. He's got a will for your life. And He wants to use you for His glory and for His honor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's able. You know what? If He's able to do all things unto Himself, just mark her down, honey. He can subdue you to Him. Huh? He can subdue yourself. I'm glad He reached out one day and brought me to Him. Laid His hand on me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know what? I want to do all I can for Him. Be a light in this dark world for the glory of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know what? Our voice ought to give us away. Our life ought to give a testimony of the bright shining light of the Lord Jesus Christ in a dark world. Did you know the dark it is, the brighter the light to shine? We live in a dark world. We to be a light shining for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Would you stand with me this morning?